We need to be praying for our schools. And that's what Keep Watch is all about, as they come together to help us pray for our schools. And joining us this morning from Keep Watch, Pastor Carlos Hernandez. How are you, Pastor?
Good morning. I'm doing good. How are you doing?
We're well. We're well. Back into the school year. And like many people, you guys have had to adapt a little bit. But the great thing about praying is we can do it anywhere.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And definitely, it's a year of new beginnings. New things are going to be experimented. So we just need to pray for God to form this year and to do some radical things in our schools and in our teachers. All the faculties is working so hard to try to make the school year happen.
Well, and you mentioned new beginnings, and each week you guys have a different theme. Yeah, a different theme that you kind of focus your prayer around. And that is the theme for this week.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. So we are praying for new beginnings.
And this is great news, by the way, because the ministry has expanded so much and is in so many multiple states. I know you're doing that a little bit different. Had a listener in North Carolina nominate this school for prayer.
Yeah, so we have school districts from outside the Northwest Ohio area asking for prayer for schools. And you guys have expanded outside the Toledo area.
Yes, we have been blessed. I think God is just moving in this. We've been moved. I'm pretty sure there's 5 to 6 states at the present time. I'm confident of 5 states that right now that Keep Watch has moved into, because there are people who are catching the vision. God definitely still moves through prayer. And so, you know, we're just tapping into that reality even more so, and believing that God will continue to expand. Not just Keep Watch, but the a movement of prayer that would cover every single school in our nation and beyond.
And how are you guys handling things this school year with so many different schools doing so many different things in so many different ways?
And that's exactly how we're doing it. With the different schools, we're handling it different ways, and different, you know, depending on what the availability is. I know that, you know, previous year we would have a walk, you know, in the school, in the hallways as we prayed. You know, some schools are not allowing that yet. And so some, you know, we're walking around the school, we're parking at the parking lot and praying for the school. We can still pray from our homes. It's strategic prayer can still happen, even, you know, in some places we may not be able to be in the hallways and such.
Well, Pastor, we're going to ask you if you would go ahead and pray for the school focus.
All right, Tommy, thank you. Well, let's praise God for new beginnings. He who was seated on the throne said, "Behold, I am making all things new." Revelation 21, verse 5. And because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassion never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. That's Lamentations 3, 22-24. God, we praise you for being the God of new beginnings. You are the creator, the one who does new things. Thank you that your compassions are new every morning. Father, we pray for hearts to experience a new beginning at school. Father, with everything going on, even right now in this school year, it's been mentioned, so many different schools doing so many different things in different ways. We just welcome your presence, Lord. We welcome your Holy Spirit. We pray, God, that you would anoint and cover our teachers and faculty and principal, Father, that you would just do a mighty move, God, that you would guide them in the way that they ought to teach, Father. And the same for the students, Lord, that really this year that you would bring about a generation like Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who are just sold out for you and who operate in excellence, Father. So we pray for our schools. We pray for our students. We thank you, God, that you would, Father God, not only give them a great school year, but a new beginning in you, Father God, that they would experience your presence. And we pray for hearts to experience a new beginning with you. And so, Father, that's our greatest desire as we pray, that there will be an awakening, that there will be a recognition of a need for you, Lord God, and that students and teachers, Father God, would all turn to you. Father, we pray for all of these things. And we thank you, Father God, that this year will be a year covered with hope, with righteousness, with peace, and with joy, that your presence will be felt in every county, in every school, Father God. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Pastor Carlos Hernandez is joining us from Keep Watch. And Pastor, if folks are interested in finding out about Keep Watch, finding out how they can become a prayer volunteer, or maybe getting a Keep Watch started in their school, how can they do so?
Yes. Okay. So the website that I like to ask people to check out is keepwatchprayer.org. keepwatchprayer.org. There you can check out some information about Keep Watch, what's going on, and you can get the prayer focus as well. And if for more information, if you'd like to connect with us directly, please feel free to email us at keepwatchvolunteers, just like it sounds, keepwatchvolunteers@gmail.com, and we will get back to you promptly because we would love to have you engaged in prayer with us.
Excellent. Hey, Pastor, thank you so much.
Thank you, guys. Have a great day.